We welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Go ahead and download that app today. If you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there as well. We have Karen Marshall joining us. She is with the Rolling in Rock Hill program, the paint project, that is. Good morning to you, Karen, and welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning. Welcome.
Okay, we are accepting applications for the spring program. So the spring paint day is April the 1st. That is not an April Fool's joke. But we're taking applications. So, Karen, who can submit an application? Can someone submit an application on behalf of someone? If so, what are you looking for? Kind of just frame up the requirements.
Okay, the requirements are for residents that's within the Rock Hill city limits. They must be homeowners. Mainly the homeowners are either physically unable or financially unable to paint their homes. So we try to gear towards that group. Yes.
And is this just for the exterior of the home?
Yes, it is. It's just for the exterior portion of the home.
Okay, so if you want to nominate someone or if you want to nominate yourself, what does the application look like, application process look like, and where do you do that?
Well, the applications, there's a website. They can go on the cityofrockhill.com and fill out an application, or they can call me, and I can take an application over the phone at the City of Rock Hill.
You go ahead.
Neighborhood Empowerment Office.
Okay. So this program's been around since when, 1995?
1995. Yes, it has been.
And if you would just tell people who maybe aren't familiar about Rolling in Rock Hill what exactly the program is and what's the purpose and what you hope to accomplish.
Okay, well, Rolling in Rock Hill has been around since around 1995, and it has provided an opportunity for city government, churches, businesses and civic organizations and citizens to work together to improve a quality of life for residents in the Rock Hill area. And as a result, the project has painted more than 500 homes and using more than 12,500 volunteers.
Have you found that I guess there's no scientific experiment needed, but when one house looks great, it's a domino effect, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
By sprucing up and making sure the houses look great, what do you all hope to accomplish besides having a good looking house to look
at? We hope to accomplish beautification within the community. Yes.
Because in turn that drives just engagement by neighbors, right?
And yes, engagement by neighbors. And again, it makes the whole community look a lot better.
Just gives a sense of pride, too,
yes,
I would say.
Yes, a sense of pride, most definitely.
Now, on the other side of this, I know Lucas and I have both been a part of the organization through the Comporium Pioneer Club, and we've painted homes before. If organizations are looking to be a part of Rolling in Rock Hill and actually do the painting, how do they reach out to get involved?
They can contact me directly, Karen Marshall. My phone number is 803-325-2652, and I can get their information down and put them down as a team on the list.
Do you all supply all the materials and the paint?
Yes, okay. We most definitely do. We supply all the materials, paint, ladders, equipment, and even snacks for the teams.
Well, there you go, folks.
Now, that's vital right there. If no one heard anything else in this interview, they heard snacks.
Yes, yes.
And it's not an all-day event, right? Nope. So, I mean, you're giving up a couple
right.
of hours on
we
a Saturday.
We generally start around 8 a.m. and everything finishes up around 2:30 or 3 o'clock.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, talking about rolling up your sleeves and getting involved, and, you know, we know the observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day is on Monday. And we're talking about taking pride in your community, and he was all about community service. What a wonderful way to help your fellow neighbor that physically can't do it. It's not like they're busy like we all are, and we'll just keep putting it off and putting it off. These individuals can't for some reason. It's almost impossible for them to do so.
Sure.
For you to do that. And a lot of times the homeowners are there. And
sure.
you create a relationship with the homeowner.
We most definitely do. That is correct.
In the fall of last year, more than 200 volunteers painted 12 homes.
Yes.
This year, the goal is to have at least 20 homes painted at a cost of approximately $500 per home.
So sure.
That's
sure.
great. You're saving these folks
yes.
all this money.
Yes.
Why do you enjoy doing this, Karen? What joy do you get out of organizing this and showing up on paint day? Talk about that.
I enjoy working with the community and helping people. And again, it's a way to help them achieve a goal by having their property look beautiful. So I just truly enjoy it.
It just changes the homeowner's attitude, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
And I know as a volunteer, it changes your attitude as well and
yes.
can make you very grateful and leave there feeling blessed for what you have.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Okay, so there are two paint days this year. The spring paint day is April the 1st. The fall paint day, September the 16th. We'll mention the fall one as we get closer to
yes.
it. Let's focus on April if we can.
Yes.
Applications are being accepted now for the Rolling in Rock Hill paint project. This is painting the exterior of homes of those individuals from low to moderate income, elderly residents, and individuals with disabilities.
Yes.
They just physically can't do the job,
yes.
and their house just needs a little touch-up.
That's right.
What do they say? Some lighting and a fresh coat of paint can make your place go from meh to wow. When does the application process stop? When do you all stop taking applications?
Well, we'll continue through the month of February. So I would say possibly towards the end of February. But if somebody calls and really needs it, we can squeeze them in.
Sounds good. I love that.
Oh, my goodness. But do yourself a favor. Get it done today.
Yes.
It's a gift that you'll give yourself tomorrow for sure.
Yes.
Karen Marshall is with the Rolling in Rock Hill Paint Project here in our great city. Karen, thanks so much for organizing this and coming on Palmetto Mornings. And let's get to painting.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you. Thank you so much.